Pennsylvania has a higher percentage of structurally deficient bridges than any other state, and replacing each one takes years. So the state is speeding up the process. Keystone Crossroads Mariel Segarra has more in this second story of our three-part series on the state's bridges.
Building a bridge can be like watching paint dry, or in this case, concrete. Andrew Swank is the president of Swank Construction. His company is replacing a bridge over the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Middletown.
Right now, literally, we're standing in the middle of the Sotera Creek.
We're actually standing on a wooden footbridge over the creek. We're looking at the concrete walls that'll hold up the new bridge. They've been here for weeks. That's how long the construction crew has to wait for each concrete section of this bridge to harden and strengthen before they can move forward. After the walls are ready, the crew will add the steel beams. Then the workers can pour the concrete for the bridge surface and wait for that to harden. Altogether,
it takes months to do, really.
And if you add in the design phase and the permitting, it takes years. 23% of Pennsylvania's bridges are structurally deficient, and many of them need to be replaced. That's why one state agency is trying to speed things up. Traditionally, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation hires companies to replace its bridges one or two at a time. Now it's trying something new, hiring a team of private contractors to replace hundreds of state bridges really quickly. It's called the Rapid Bridge Replacement Program. Barry Shoke is the state's Secretary of Transportation.
We expect that we're going to deliver 558 bridges in 3.5 years instead of what would have taken us 8 to 12 years under a traditional method.
The key is that all the bridges in the program are around the same size. So the engineers will put together a couple dozen standard cookie-cutter designs. And then when they're looking at each bridge site,
we'll pull some of the pieces from the standard designs together as sort of like a cafeteria menu out of different components of the bridge in order to come up with an overall design for that site.
That's Ken Wright, a project manager with HDR, the engineering firm PennDOT hired. He says this approach might mean some bridges end up a little stronger than they need to be. That means they might cost a little more money, too. But Wright says it's worth it because the time savings add up.
It's the old adage that time is money. It's better for us to do whatever moves the schedule along faster than to try to have the strength that we provide for each bridge match the exact dimensions of that bridge.
The contractors will also mass produce some of the concrete bridge parts in a factory before construction starts. Maybe they'll make a bunch of 50-foot bridge surfaces, for example. We talked to Andrew Swank at the creek earlier. His company will be replacing some bridges under the state's new program. Remember how construction on that bridge was going to take months because the workers had to wait for each section of concrete to harden on site? Swank says it'll only take a couple weeks to build bridges that have factory-made parts because the pieces are hardened ahead of time and come ready to assemble.
They'll have slotted ends that, you know, this piece will fit into this piece and key into this piece.
It's kind of like when you buy a bookshelf from IKEA.
I don't know if they'll have the terrible instructions that IKEA gives you, but yeah, they'll come in pieces that you lift up with the crane and slide into place, and all of a sudden you're going to have a bridge in a very short order.
Faster construction means less time the bridge is closed to traffic. PennDOT says it can't replace every structurally deficient bridge in the state this way, but it's hoping to expand the program if all goes well. Construction starts next summer. Mariel Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.